This weekend in Marble Mount, it is the Sasquatch Bigfoot Conference / Festival. Now, not only are you going to have a keynote speaker addressing everyone, but at some point there will be an open mic environment where they'll just, okay, everybody come on up and just
tell
start
your tale.
Telling you, your brush with Bigfoot. So we have, these folks were kind enough to give us two tickets. These are probably, these could be the last two tickets in to this thing, Brad. It's probably sold out. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm guessing.
I don't think this is just a ticket to an event. This is a ticket to, you know, to another way of life. This is a ticket to the other side. This is to see, this could turn you on to a new adventure, finding Bigfoot.
Well, you'll talk with other people who have seen Bigfoot.
You'll be inspired. You'll be motivated.
A new community. There will also be Bigfoot calling. So they'll have experts on that, on how, what kind of noises you should make if you want to attract Bigfoot. So for these two tickets that
especially when he's in heat.
For these two tickets that we have, what we are asking you to do is email us if you would like to win them. Email us your brush with Bigfoot story, Brad and John at KISM.com, and then we'll get you in the running at the end of the week for the tickets to history.
Where are we going? Bellevue? Kirkland?
Well, then this story.
Medina?
No, this story actually is near Mount Rainier, where this took place. And we got an email from a guy who says, I think his grandma saw it, Bigfoot throw a cow. So, no, I'm serious. That's. So
I thought Bigfoot was a peaceful creature. What's he throwing cows around for?
I don't know. So, Tim, you did not witness this, but your grandmother witnessed this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What did Grandma see?
Grandma told me that she was going out to get the chicken eggs out of the barn one morning and witnessed Bigfoot throw a 700-pound cow up into an 18-foot-high loft of their barn.
All right.
Threw a 700-pound cow.
Where is this? Where did this happen?
This is in Eatonville. Okay. On the way to Mount Rainier.
You sure Grandma wasn't nipping on some of Grandma's old cough medicine before she went and did that?
Nah, she wasn't that kind. Grandpa would have.
So, Grandma, this is a story that you don't just tell once. This is a story that Grandma would have told you over and over and over again.
I think a layer at Christmas every year.
Yeah. Did the story ever change over the years?
No, it didn't. It was a pretty solid story.
So, again.
Grandma, she said that it was a big old hairy. She said it was Bigfoot. And she watched it throw the cow up into the loft. I don't know if it was going to eat it or what, but it never got that far.
Well, now, you said it was in your email, a 700-pound cow that he chucked 18 feet up into this loft.
With ease, probably, as strong as he is.
Now, how did Grandma get the cow down from the loft after it had been thrown up there?
She didn't. Basically, I guess it had killed the cow and tossed it up there. It was going to go up there and eat it. This is from what I remember.
Oh, so the cow didn't make it. Okay.
So they just, at some point, Grandma's got to get that cow out of the loft or it's going to start stinking.
Yeah, the sheriff came out and he's the one that said it was a 700-pound cow, and I don't remember what happened after that.
Oh, so we have a sheriff.
Okay, there is a police report that has been filed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So somewhere in Eatonville, there is a police report about officers seeing a 700-pound cow in a loft in a barn.
Yep.
Well, how would that happen? How, Brad, could that possibly happen? The only way it could happen is if Bigfoot threw him. Otherwise, how does a cow get up into a loft?
I can't explain
it. That was my question as a 10-year-old.
Absolutely.
That's going to be the question of the event this weekend.
If you win these tickets, you need to get to the open mic.
Yes.
And tell
us before the people.
Yeah. What did Grandma say?
I'll do that.
What did Grandma say this thing looked like?
I don't recall, but she said it was a Sasquatch.
Did Grandma?
A hairy Sasquatch, big, tall.
Yeah.
Didn't say it was mean or fierce, just a big, tall, hairy animal that was strong enough to throw that cow up there.
Did anything else ever happen bizarre to your grandma? Any bizarre other happenings to your grandma?
Other than me and my grandfather, no.
What do you mean?
Other than me and my
grandfather. You and your grandfather. Okay. All right. And you're sure grandma was sober when she saw all this?
Yeah, it was early in the morning.
Well, it's got to be. If we got the police coming to the scene and they are seeing a cow in the loft, again, there's no other. The only explanation that we can provide for a cow being up in a loft is Bigfoot tossed it up there.
If you can't prove it didn't happen.
That's right. All right, great. Yeah, that's a great brush with Bigfoot story. Thank
it's
you.
Genuine.
Okay, no, we're along with that. Thank you, Tim. Okay, so that's what we've got.
Bigfoot must have come back and climbed up into the hayloft there with the cow and just kind of devoured it or something over the course of a couple days, weeks.
I think when they called the cops, so that when the cops came, there still must have been cow up there, right? So. But I don't know that we've not heard about Bigfoot being a carnivore, have we? I thought he just ate berries and stuff. He's like a granola guy. He's
I don't know. The Jack Link Sasquatch seems to like that beef jerky a lot. So he's a meat eater.
Yeah, maybe there are some that do eat meat. Okay, Brad and John at KISM.
Could you imagine if Bigfoot was lactose intolerant though? That would be a mess.
Brad and John at K. Well, you certainly wouldn't want to eat a cow. Brad and John at KISM.com is our email address. Get the big
Brad and John coming back. KISM.